From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs invites Lithuania to push for an end to violence in Palestine. United Nations Agency in Gaza says urgent ceasefire is a matter of life and death for millions of Palestinians. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi invited again the world community to support efforts to stop the violence occurring in Palestine. In her meeting with Lithuanian Minister of Foreign Affairs Gabrielius Landsbergis in Jakarta on Monday, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi pointed out that during 3 weeks, more than 7,000 Palestinians were killed in Gaza. According to her, this killing and violence must be stopped immediately.
I reach out to Lithuania to join the call in urging for the immediate cessation of indiscriminate against attacks against civilians and to ensure a sustained, safe and unimpeded humanitarian assistance. In 3 weeks, more than 7,000 people killed in Gaza. 68% are women and children. Is this number not enough to stop the killing and start an immediate, durable and sustained humanitarian truce leading to a cessation of hostilities?
Moreover, Minister Retno also invited all parties to maintain justice and humanity. According to Retno, Israel's illegal occupation in Palestine must be ended based on internationally agreed parameters. Still about Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, who received a visit from Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielius Landsbergis at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs office in Jakarta on Monday. In her speech, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said, "This year marks 30 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries, so it must be used as a momentum to improve cooperative relations. In the field of trade, until mid-2023, cooperation between Indonesia and Lithuania has increased by 43% compared to the previous year. However, according to Retno, this number doesn't yet show the true potential of cooperation between the two countries. Therefore, she asked Gabrielius Landsbergis to support increasing exports of Indonesian products to Lithuania.
To bolster our two-way trade and to ensure a more balanced trade, I sought Minister Landsbergis to support in facilitating more Indonesian products to enter Lithuanian market, including for rubber, paper, and wood-based furniture. And I welcome Indonesian palm oil becoming one of the top export commodities to Lithuania. With nearly 8,800 plantations in Indonesia already receiving ISPO certification, I believe that Indonesia can provide more sustainable palm oil to Lithuania and to greater European market.
Furthermore, Foreign Minister Retno also expressed her appreciation for the expansion of investment in the Lithuanian aviation industry at Balis Ngurah Rai Airport, including new charter flights and air transportation. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also highlighted cooperation in the fields of education and information technology cooperation. Regarding this, she said the two ministers' foreign affairs-focused discussions on increasing cooperation between universities through joint research and double degree programs. The minister also encouraged stronger cooperation to develop information technology for land and air transportation systems, as well as strengthening cybersecurity partnership through building human resource capacity. We continue with bilateral relations between Indonesia and Turkey that are increasing, especially in the trade and investment sectors. Nuka Kusumawati has the details.
Turkey celebrates 100 years of independence on October 29, 2023. In his remarks at the Turkey Independence Day celebration, which took place on Monday in Jakarta, the Turkey ambassador to Indonesia, Professor Dr. Talib Kucukcan, expressed his gratitude for the support of Turkey people in strengthening relations between the two countries.
Turkish citizens in Indonesia are the proud representatives of Turkey, and I would like to thank them for their contributions and valuable support on relationships.
On the same occasion, the Deputy Minister of Agriculture of Indonesia, Harfiq Hasnul Kolbi, said that the value of bilateral trade between the two countries reached $1.4 million in August 2023.
In 2022, we have witnessed 27.9% increase in total bilateral trade value between both countries compared to that in year 2021. From USD 2 billion in 2021 to USD 2.5 billion in 2022. This year, between January and August 2023, the trade value recorded between both countries reached USD 1.4 billion.
Deputy Minister of Agriculture Harfiq hopes that the value of trade between the two countries will continue to increase, along with increased cooperation in other sectors. Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The last national news comes from Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who has planned to invite three vice presidential candidates to a lunch to discuss efforts to prevent tension and conflicts before and during the 2024 general elections. This was said by Vice President Amin on the sidelines of his inspection on an integrated health post or Posyandu in Jambi province on Tuesday, as reported by Antara State News Agency. The Vice President said he plans to meet the vice presidential candidates to discuss efforts to guide the supporters of each candidate to realize a peaceful election. Speaking in a connection with President Joko Widodo's lunch and meeting with presidential candidates at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday, Vice President Amin said the president invited the candidates as an effort to prevent polarity in the public. Now we move to the international news. The head of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Philippe Lazzarini, told a United Nations emergency meeting on Monday an immediate humanitarian ceasefire has become a matter of life and death for millions, accusing Israel of collective punishment of Palestinians and the forced displacement of civilians. As reported by ArabNews.com, Philippe Lazzarini warned that a further breakdown of civil order following the looting of the agency's warehouses by Palestinians searching for food and other aid will make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the largest UN agency in Gaza to continue operating. The United States has dismissed as absurd claims by Russia that an anti-Israel riot at a Dagestan airport on Sunday was organized by Ukraine and the West. As reported by BBC.com in a televised meeting on Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the incident had been part of an attempt to spread chaos in Russia. hundreds stormed the Makachkala airport ahead of the arrival of a flight from Tel Aviv, Israel. Dagestan, a constituent republic of Russia, has a majority Muslim population, and the incident is thought to have been sparked by anger over the conflict in Gaza. We end the news with Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, who said on Monday the proposed Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone should lead to smoother trips for people working on either side of the causeway. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Mr. Lee further conveyed they can go in and go out, then the investor companies in the special economic zone will be able to get the personnel they need and the right mix of professionals, skilled workers, and other general workers. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on President's meeting with three of the 2024 presidential candidates. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held a political meeting with three presidential candidates who will run in the 2024 elections on Monday afternoon. This meeting seems to be seen as an answer to the issue of the president's partiality towards one of the candidates' peers. Previously, one of the party officials supporting one of the candidates said that the president should hold a meeting with the presidential candidates to reduce the issues circulating in socially ahead of the election. The meeting, which was held at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta, took place smoothly and friendlily, with alliance together enjoying traditional cuisine. The presidential candidates Ganjar Pranowo, Prabowo Subianto, and Anies Baswedan came without their respective vice presidential candidates and had lunch with President Joko Widodo. The invitation to this lunch meeting had previously been expressed by one of the party leaders supporting one of the presidential candidates. It is hoped that this meeting will be a breath of fresh air with the widespread issues of president's partiality towards one of the presidential and vice presidential candidates. This is related to the existence of the family from the president who is a vice presidential candidate. The public are divided between the pros and cons regarding this matter. Not to mention, it was preceded by the Constitutional Court verdict, which the public considered very controversial. Previously, President Joko Widodo had also expressed his support for the three presidential candidates for the good of the nation. He asked the community to remain harmonious and peaceful even though they have different choices and did not want divisions because of differences in the elections. Before meeting with the three presidential candidates, President Joko Widodo also met with temporary regional heads throughout Indonesia. In his direction, he asked them not to take side with any candidate, be neutral, be supportive to the General Election Commission and the General Election Supervisory Agency in the implementation of the election and maintain harmony during the political year. It seems that the meeting and the lunch the president had with the future presidential candidates has the same objective as the meeting with temporary regional officials. One of them is maintaining mutual harmony and peace. Thereby, the word neutrality is the main point. Because neutrality among government officials will support the creation of a conducive and peaceful atmosphere. Likewise, the wish expressed by the three presidential candidates to the president at the luncheon was the neutrality of the current leaders, including the president in facing the 2024 elections. That was commentary.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of October 31st, 1984, when the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, was assassinated. The Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, was assassinated by two of her Sikh bodyguards. The killing was carried out in response to a military attack on the Golden Temple of Amritsar, a Sikh shrine that is the headquarters of the separatist movement, and she are a people who adhere to the teachings of Sikhism, a combination of Hinduism and Islam. Riots broke out in New Delhi and nearly 10,000 Sikhs were killed. Let's move to another event on 31st October 2000. Singapore Airlines flight number 006 had an accident at Chiang Kai-shek Airport, Taiwan. Singapore Airlines with flight number SQ006 was an international passenger aircraft flight from Singapore Changi Airport to Los Angeles International Airport with a stop of Chiang Kai-shek International Airport, now Taiwan Taoyuan International Airport in Taipei, Taiwan. On October 31, 2000, at 11:18 local time, Taipei time, the Boeing 747-412 was attempting to take off from the runway at Chiang Kai-shek Airport when a typhoon struck. The plane hit construction equipment on the runway and killing 79 of the 159 passengers as well as 4 of the 20 crew members. We We end today in history with the commemoration of World Cities Day. Every year, World Cities Day is celebrated on 31st October. This day was declared by the United Nations in 2013. World Cities Day is celebrated to raise awareness about urbanization and encourage global cooperation in sustainable urban development. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal. Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia committed to continuing cooperation with Korea in developing fighter aircraft. The Indonesian Ministry of Defense stated that it remains committed to continuing cooperation in developing fighter aircrafts with South Korea. Director of Defense Technology and Industry Directorate General of Defense Potential, Indonesian Ministry of Defense, First Marshal Dedi Laksmono, conveyed this commitment in a workshop organized by the Foreign Policy Community of Indonesia in Jakarta Friday. Dedi Laksmono said this was cooperation between countries and a national priority program. Whoever the government is must continue the state program. The statement was made in response to the issue of stalled payments on Indonesia's cost-share commitment for the project. According to the initial agreement in 2014, Indonesia was charged 20% of the total cost of developing the fighter aircraft. Meanwhile, 60% of the total project cost, which reached 8.8 trillion won, or equivalent of 100 trillion rupiahs, were the responsibility of the Korean government, and 20% came from the aircraft manufacturing company Korea Aerospace Industries. Apart from that, Dedi also admitted that the limitations of the state revenue and expenditure budget were an obstacle to paying Indonesia's cost share, which reached around 14 trillion rupiahs until 2026, namely for the development, engineering, and manufacturing phases. According to him, the Ministry of Defense allocates around 1.5 trillion rupiahs every year to contribute to the development of the aircrafts called KFX or IFX. Therefore, Indonesian and Korean government are still continuing negotiations to find a solution to this problem. Meanwhile, Korea Aerospace Industries Indonesia Office Chief Representative Officer Woo Bong Lee said that Korean side had allocated as much funds as possible to continue the project. Woo Bong Lee said that his side had increased the budget as much as it could get, even by owing money to the bank. He also hopes that the governments of the two countries can quickly find a middle way to overcome this funding obstacle so that the partnership between Korea and Indonesia can continue to be maintained. Woo Bong Lee said the Korean and Indonesian governments were still discussing this issue to find the best solution. Through cooperation in developing the aircraft, Indonesia and Korea will produce 120 fighter jets for Korea and 48 fighter jets for Indonesia. Not only that, Indonesia will also receive technology transfer, which will encourage the domestic defense industry in producing the aircraft for the global market. That was my Indonesia Today.
Yang ku mau kepastian dari dulu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOA listener, rendang, a traditional food originating from West Sumatra, is so popular. Its delicacy is recognized not only by the Indonesian people, but also by the world community. But did you know that traditional foods from West Sumatra are not only rendang? Other traditional foods also taste delicious. One of them is gulai tambusu. This food has a unique shape because it is made from cow intestines. The cow's intestines are filled with chicken egg batter or duck eggs that are boiled and cooked with Minangkabau sauce. In addition to eggs, gulai tambusu can also be filled with potatoes, tofu, and tempe bimkek. Listener, there is a systematic approach to create gulai tambusu. The cow's intestines must be adequately cleaned before filling. Each end of the intestine is firmly knotted to ensure that the placed egg doesn't spill. After that, the curry spices, which include coconut milk, onion, garlic, lemongrass, leaves, and chili, are cooked with the intestines. When you eat gulai tambusu, this food has a pleasant flavor and a soft texture. According to the member of Indonesian food blogger and also Minangkabau native West Sumatra chef Uda Dian Anugrah, fresh ingredients are the key to the delightful taste of Minangkabau traditional food.
Salah satunya, dan memang bahannya segar semua, kayak daun-daun.
All ingredients used are fresh, like turmeric leaves and lemongrass. It's all the same. Cooking the curry sauce is not much different, but it is the composition. West Sumatra people dare to use various spices. The type of onion often used is shallots, and ground chili is very fresh, so that overall the food gets more fragrant and pleasing. Listener, in West Sumatra, tambusu is present at certain Minang traditional events. This food can also be found in several stalls or restaurants spread across West Sumatra. Nowadays, gulai tambusu cannot only be found in West Sumatra. Along with the increase of West Sumatra restaurants, this food can be found in various cities in Indonesia. The price is around 20,000 to 30,000 rupiah or 1 to 2 US dollar per person. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and structure, helping you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means touring Pagaruyung Palace. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation entitled Bentuknya Tampak Seperti Tanduk Kerbau Sehingga Unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns, so it's unique. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia and a tour guide at Pagaruyung Palace. Chris enthusiastically explores Pagaruyung Palace in Tanah Datar District, West Sumatra Province. Let's listen to their conversation.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya?
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
After we listen to the conversation, I'll give you some vocabulary related to today's conversation or material. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo horns, so it's unique. I will say the word slowly, twice each, and you can repeat after me. Bentuknya, bentuknya, which means the shape. Seperti, seperti, like or similar to. Tanduk, tanduk, horn, kerbau, kerbau, buffalo, sehingga, sehingga, so that, unik, unik, unique. Bentuknya tampak seperti kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. The shape looks like a buffalo's horns, so it's unique. Atap. Atap, roof, khas, khas, typical, rumah gadang, gadang house. In the conversation, you heard the expression, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo horns, so it's unique. In this sentence, there is a conjunction sehingga, sehingga, which means so that. The word sehingga, sehingga, which means so that, is used to mark a causal relationship between two parts of speech. In this sentence, the word sehingga, sehingga, which means so or so that, is used to connect the expression which states the cause, namely, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns, with the expression which states the effect, which is sehingga unik, which means so it's unique. Other examples. Let's listen now to some examples of using the conjunction sehingga, sehingga, which means so that or so in other sentences. Cuaca hari ini cerah sehingga kita bisa pergi ke Istana Pagaruyung. Cuaca hari ini cerah sehingga kita bisa pergi ke Istana Pagaruyung. It means today's weather is sunny, so we can go to Pagaruyung Palace. Istana Pagaruyung dirawat dengan baik, sehingga tetap terlihat indah. Istana Pagaruyung dirawat dengan baik, sehingga tetap terlihat indah. It means Pagaruyung Palace is well cared for, so it still looks beautiful. It is said the word Minangkabau comes from two words in the local language, namely Manang or Minang and Kabau. Manang means to win and Kabau means buffalo. Philosophically, the word Minangkabau means the victory of the Minangkabau people in buffalo fights with other kingdoms that attacked them. Buffalo fighting at that time was used as a means to avoid a bloody war. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya?
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the topic Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung. Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means touring Pagaruyung Palace. And an example of a conversation entitled Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Rentak Danau Raja by Radhika Sofiani. The song Rentak Danau Raja was composed by Andrigo. The song tells the story of natural tourism in the middle of Rengat City, Indragiri Hulu Regency, Riau, Sumatra Island, Indonesia, namely the King's Lake or Danau Raja. The lyrics of Rentak Danau Raja tell of the beautiful scenery of Lake Raja, which is a place for people to have fun. Radhika Sofiani is a singer who graduated from a talent show contest on one of the country's private television stations. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Rentak Danau Raja by Radhika Sofiani. Happy listening!
Yeah.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.